You're listening to KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM, Thin Air Community Radio. You've reached Solidarity Spokane, and I'm your host, Cat Sabotage. Happy Monday to you. Whether you're still at work, whether you're driving home from work, or whether you're just driving to work, I hope that this message finds you well. We have had a number of fantastic representatives of the labor movement on this show. We've had beautiful, wonderful people sit in the chair. But this week, just wanted to slow it down a little bit and take a little time to spend with you, just myself, just you and me, wherever my voice is finding you right now. I got a song to bring us in from the Dropkick Murphys. We're going to start with that, and then we're going to see where the hour takes us. You're listening to KYRS, Thin Air Community Radio. Worker's Song by the Dropkick Murphys. There's an interesting line in there that I really like where he says, we're the first ones in line for that pie in the sky. Well, what do they mean by that pie in the sky? Well, give what you have to the Lord, by and by you'll get pie in the sky. My, my. Now that's a lie. Well, the old Salvation Army back in the day used to be a place, where people could go for a little respite and a little aid in the name of God. But They always encouraged you to tithe and to give what little you had to the church so that you could get your reward in heaven. As the saying goes, there was no time on earth that was more precious than time spent with Heavenly Father. But some of the more astute members of the labor movement said, now wait a minute. We have but one life on this planet, and there's no reason we shouldn't agitate for a little better treatment down here before we go and get our pie in the sky. A little interesting tie-in to Spokane labor history, the free speech fights of 1913. The Salvation Army was given free rein to speak on the street corners in downtown Spokane at that time. The International Workers of the World, or the Wobblies, were trying to organize workers to combat the labor sharks who were selling jobs to those hard workers that used to sleep down on the dodgeball field down in Peaceful Valley and meander up to Main Street in search of a job in the morning. They'd buy one for a dollar or so from one of the job sharks, and then they'd get on the rails and ship off to North Idaho, where they would work for about 30 days, 30 to 60 days, and then that foreman would fire that worker and send him on back into Spokane to buy another job. Now, why would they do that? Well, the job sharks in town were splitting the fees with the people in North Idaho who were firing those workers, so you just got a perpetual money machine. Sounds a little bit like some things that we understand today. It's not like we're unfamiliar with what it's like to have a person at the top let us go and take advantage of us on the way out while giving themselves a golden parachute. Just a little bit of an interesting tidbit about that song. So whenever you hear Pie in the Sky, just think to yourself, my, that may be a lie. Coming up next, we got some words from Christian Parenti, and then a little song from Alistair Hewlett called The Internationale. Now, The Internationale is an international anthem that was adopted as the anthem of anarchist, communist, socialist, and democratic socialist and social democratic movements. It was a standard of the socialist movement since the 1800s. And this was adopted shortly after the famous First International, which was an alliance of workers holding a congress in 1864, kind of leading into that idea of anarcho-syndicalism, which we're going to talk about later on this show, but essentially a working congress of workers. Wonder if that would work better than the congress we got. That's really up to you to decide. More on that in a minute. A few words from Christian Parenti.
How do capitalists in general benefit from this system of control? And it's pretty clear how they do. Capitalism needs poverty. Right? It always needs poverty. If there are not enough poor people, workers are too confident and they start demanding higher wages, either in an organized fashion or in an unorganized fashion. So poverty is an absolutely essential feature of this system, and it's produced intentionally through policy.
Arise, ye workers, from your slumber. Arise, ye prisoners of want. For reason and revolt now thunders, and at last ends the age of cant. Away with all your superstition, servile masses, arise, arise. We'll change henceforth the old tradition, we'll spurn the dust to win the prize. Ah, so comrades, come rally, and the last fight let us face. The Internationale unites the human race. As our comrades come rally, and the last fight let us face. The Internationale unites the human race. No more deluded by reaction, on tyrants only we'll make war. The soldiers too will take strike action. They'll break ranks, they'll fight no more. And if those cannibals keep trying to sacrifice us to the pride, they soon shall hear the bullets flying. We'll shoot the generals on our own side. As our comrades come rally, and the last fight let us face. The Internationale unites the human race. As our comrades come rally, and the last fight let us face. The Internationale unites the human race. No savior from on high delivers, no faith have we in prince or peer. Our own right hand the chains must shiver, chains of hatred, greed and fear. There the thieves will out with their booty, and give to all a happier lot. Each at the forge must do their duty, and will strike while the iron is hot. As our comrades come rally, and the last fight let us face. The Internationale unites the human race. As our comrades come rally, and the last fight let us face. The Internationale unites the human race. The Internationale unites the human race.
What could be more intimidating to an established lordship of capital than one idea which would unite the human race and bring us all together working for each other's mutual benefit? It occurred to me just before we broke for the song that I didn't finish our little story about the free speech fight. But those Wobblies, through their direct action, over 110 years ago, here in our little town of Spokane, intentionally broke the ordinance against free speech on the street, got themselves arrested in such numbers that eventually the taxpayers of Spokane decided that they weren't going to pay for a bunch of greasy, grimy tramps locked up in the city jail and all of the school gymnasiums, and they got that ordinance repealed and won their free speech through direct action. That's another theme we try and talk about a lot here on Solidarity Spokane, is the need for direct action. They like to tell us we live in a democracy. They like to tell us that things will just happen if you just cast the right vote and you put that person in and say, well, I've put my horse in the race, he's going to run for me. But that will never change the power that thousands of tiny actions by individual people working and moving in their community can bring about fantastic change. And on that note, I think it'd be good to hear from our buddy Sam Cooke.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie, and I go
they keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there've been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
You're listening to Solidarity Spokane, KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. That was Sam Cooke. A change is going to come, you know. For the longest time, I got so frustrated reading about labor history, reading about workers' rights, reading about human rights, and just finding again and again how life after life time would pass and pass. And more people would live, and more people would fight, and more people would die for incremental progress in the name of human rights, in the name of workers' rights, women's rights, indigenous rights, earth rights, just about anything you could think of. And it didn't seem like the quota of blood was ever satisfied either. The father leaves his home in the 1870s to go to the strike line to have enough bread on the table to feed his children. And a Pinkerton slapjack ends up over the back of his head, and all of a sudden, he's not coming home at all. And you can feel day after day the weariness that has set in over this entire country. And that is not unique to one side or another. And don't believe that false dichotomy that they tell you where one side wants one thing and the other side wants another. If that person next to you is working for their living, they're on the same team as you. We can't forget who is really standing in the way of the change that we seek. I like what Utah Phillips said at one point, where he said, the people killing our earth are not faceless entities. They're people with names and addresses. The individual actions of people with great resources have great consequences that they never have to feel the result of. And the best thing we can do down here as we pass the time waiting for that good old change that's going to come is to educate ourselves bit by bit about those that came before us, the lives that they led and the battles they fought, so that we can enjoy what we have today and meditate and think on what we want to leave those who come after us. Right now, it seems that we should be showing solidarity with the earth because she is in terrible jeopardy. Workers and workers' movements traditionally have a very close alliance with environmental groups, and that is because we rely on her to keep us alive. If we go to work and we pull all of the resources out of the earth and we use her up, well, that's kind of game over for us. I don't think any of us are going to build a rocket ship and escape to Mars anytime soon, so go ahead, do a little. Care for those honeybees in your garden. Plant even just the smallest contribution to make the world a little greener and a little better. And remember to take solidarity with the Earth, because she's going to be there for us long after we're gone. Well, that was a lovely little tangent. But that song just gets me going every single time, and I wonder when that change is going to come. But I think that the more we get tiny actions from many, many people, the sooner it's going to find us. We're going to take a little bit of a break here. We don't have enough time for another song before the break, but I'm going to leave you with a couple of words on anarcho-syndicalism, my chosen philosophy, from Noam Chomsky. He's going to give us a little bit of an introduction on that. Then we're going to roll to a break for a couple short messages. You're listening to Solidarity Spokane, KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM.
If it is correct, as I believe it is, that a fundamental element of human nature is the need for creative work, for creative inquiry, for free creation without the arbitrary limiting effects of coercive institutions, then of course it will follow that a decent society should maximize the possibilities for this fundamental human characteristic to be realized. Now, a federated, decentralized system of free associations incorporating economic as well as social institutions would be what I refer to as anarcho-syndicalism, and it seems to me that it is the appropriate form of social organization for an advanced technological society in which human beings do not have to be forced into the position of tools, of cogs in a machine.
Join me, Captain Maeve, as we head out and about, featuring LGBTQ folk, friends, allies, and all who make Spokane a better place through inclusion, creativity, truth, and beauty. Local stories, conversations, and creations with universal appeal. Out and about, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on KYRS.
This is your KYRS live and local calendar for August 14th through the 17th. Monday, open mic at Jackson Street, Imagine Jazz at the Bad Seed, and open mic hosted by Lucas Brookbank Brown at the Red Room. Tuesday, Dario Ray at Riverfront Eats, Steve Starkey at Twigs on the South Hill, and Pentagram String Band and Dead Channels at Nito Burrito. Wednesday, Nick Kanger at Beck's Harvest House, Jimmy Finn at True Legends, the Rusty Jackson Band at the Valley Eagles, Never Come Down at Lucky You Lounge, open mic at the Checkerboard, and the Roommates Jam at the Red Room. Thursday, RCA Music at Rocky Hill Park, Heat Speak at the Mac Amphitheater, Ron Green at the Steam Plant, Carly Osika at True Legends, the Mardi Gras Growlers at Coeur d'Alene Park, Villa Blues and Jazz at Emma Roo's, Snacks at Midnight at Rock the Nest and Kendall Yards, and Mita, Matt Mitchell Music Company, and the Holy Broke at Lucky You Lounge. For an entire hour of Spokane area musicians, tune into For the Love of the Music. This Sunday, August 20th at 8 p.m., catch Mel Dalton live on KYRS.
This is an alert from Thin Air Community Radio that the National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning. All of us at Thin Air Community Radio remind you, stay out of the sun during the hardest part of the day. If you have to go outside, wear a hat and sunscreen and seek shade. Cancel or postpone outings. If you absolutely must go out, stay in the shade and take plenty of water with you. All six Spokane Public Libraries are acting as cooling centers. Each location will have cool spaces, hydration resources, restrooms, and more. Spokane Transit Authority is offering free rides to all the libraries to get to and from these cooling spaces. Stay tuned to Thin Air Community Radio for updates on the situation. Stay out of the sun and check up on your relatives and neighbors. Show them a little solidarity.
Hi, this is Maeve Griffith from Stage Left Theater. Your radio station, KYRS, actively supports the diversity of the Spokane area, celebrating the many voices that make up our region. Our volunteer-run station hosts a variety of shows that feature otherwise unheard perspectives and opinions. In a sense, KYRS is working against institutional racism, sexism, homophobia, and other forms of oppression simply by existing in opposition to mainstream media. Please make a pledge today by texting Give KYRS to 44321. Your support keeps KYRS operating during a time when our community needs free and open media the most.
I know you're waiting for this one.
Yellow!
I know the world won't give me nothing, so I gotta take it. And I know it's a way we can win. Why won't nobody say it? It don't matter where we're from, suburbs or the slums. They don't wanna see us winning. They'd rather keep us down. Could have a war, but we don't know how. Don't let them tell you that your vote don't count.
First thing first, you know back in middle school when they taught us it was three branches of the government. We forgot it when we got older. It's the judicial, the legislative, and executive. But all we know is the executive. That's the mayor or the governor and the president. Now none of them three people make no laws. They just be checking them. The laws come to their desk and all they do is say no or yes to it. So when the news station tried to tell us that Barack Obama couldn't put us on, we was all salty at Obama when it was the Congress members all along. We gotta focus on the legislative branch. Yeah, they the ones that make the laws. Yeah, they the ones right how much food stamp money you get on the card. But when people that wanted to help us wanted the job, I know they probably lost. Cause we ain't even know their name, we ain't know their face, we ain't know at all. So the Congress or the State House, that's legislative, they make laws. So what we want from the president is what they do, okay y'all? See, they election every 2 years, but we don't ever even go to those. The Congress, they can raise minimum wage, but we ain't even really know it though. So you know how back in 08, when we all voted for Obama, we was all supposed to go back in 2010 and vote for the Congress. Cause they the ones make child support laws, they the ones choose if your kids at school get to eat steak or corn dogs. The State House make the court calls. So if the country failed, then you can't say it's them, it's your fault. Cause y'all ain't know to vote for Congress members that was for y'all. And they don't gotta leave after 4 years, and we just let them sit. See, they don't wanna tell you this, they want you to focus on the president. Now the third branch is the judicial, that's judges. They the reason why John Crawford and Trayvon ain't had justice. So when Meek Mill got locked up just for popping willies, we blame the judge and not the city when they let her get voted in. Cause they ain't know who to vote against. Imagine life on the other side. Roads better, schools better, everybody get their license back, grocery store food better, custody of your kids back, homeless people get new shelters. If we gon' fix the U.S., we gotta start with them two letters, me and you. Somebody told us that the government wanna keep us broke, but the only reason why those people in the government is cause we ain't vote. And I ain't talking about the president, I'm talking about the ones we ain't know. See, they was gonna try to keep it low, but it's gonna hurt them when they see the polls.
I know the world won't give me nothing, so I gotta take it. And I know it's a way we can win. Why won't nobody say it? It don't matter where we're from, suburbs or the slums. They don't wanna see us winning. They'd rather keep us down. Could have a war, but we don't know how. Don't let them tell you that your vote don't count.
That was Yellow Pain and Seven Streeter. My vote will count. Yes, we need direct action in our communities to make sure that our needs are met. But we also need to make sure that we are showing up to the polls to make sure we have a say in who is drafting our legislation. Traditionally, every single election cycle shows depressed voter turnout. It's easy to understand when we are completely disillusioned with any of our leaders to have our best interests in mind. But one way to help combat that is to make them afraid if they're going to have a job next year. If you have something to say, make sure that you're putting it in pen on a ballot and you're sending it to your city election officials, your county election officials, because they're the ones that are going to be dictating the course of our agenda for the next 2, 4, 6 years. And they're going to be appointing judges that are going to be around a lot longer. Can see that in our current Supreme Court makeup that might be this way for a little while, but it's always just a little while. You're listening to Solidarity Spokane, KYRS Medical Lake Spokane. I'm your host, Kat Sabotage. I just got a little message for those Nancy Pelosi's out there.
Wilson said he was an isolationist, and he would not send our young men off to die. But as soon as he won the race for president, that turned out to be just another lie. Truman said he wouldn't kill civilians, and he didn't want to hurt nobody's mom. But as soon as he had the opportunity, he went and dropped the atom bomb. Kennedy, he said he was a man of peace, but with the battle flag unfurled, he sent the U.S. Navy to the Cuban shore, and then he just about blew up the world. Democrats make me wanna vomit. Liberals make me wanna hack. They love to talk like they are friends of you and me, and then every time they stab us in the back, every time they stab us in the back. Then there is that guy we know as LBJ. He was the one for Great Society. He sent his Air Force down to blow up Vietnam to make sure that those folks were good and free. Jimmy was the one who talked of human rights. Human rights for everybody, ha ha ha. He was opposed to dictatorships and torture. That's why he loved Suharto and the Shah. Democrats make me wanna vomit. Liberals make me wanna hack. They are friends of you and me, and then every time they stab us in the back, every time they stab us in the back. Bill was from a little town in Arkansas. He was just another Joe. That's why when all the people said don't do it, he went and signed the WTO. Some people, they might think I'm cynical, and I don't know why that would be. So even though they voted for the war, going for Barack and Hillary. Democrats make me wanna vomit. Liberals make me wanna hack. They love to talk like they are friends of you and me, and then every time they stab us in the back. Democrats make me wanna vomit. Liberals make me wanna hack. They love to talk like they are friends of you and me, and then every time they stab us in the back. Every time they stab us in the back.
Just because somebody is sporting a donkey on their lapel does not mean they are acting in your best interest. Time and time again, the youth of our country have been disillusioned with Democrats on the left and with Republicans on the right. But if you pay close enough attention, you will see that all of these leaders are the exact same economic alignment. You might ask yourself why, after decades of neoliberal indoctrination, everything has continued to get worse and worse, why we continually occupy spaces of debt and poverty while wealth and inequality grows, and we handed the keys to folks who are just going to protect the corporate interests of our country. So, before the song, we were talking about getting out and voting. Make sure that you do vote your heart. And make sure that your vote is representative of your interest. Just because they're blue doesn't mean they're for you. Now we're going to go on to another song by Tom Morello. Wonderful anarchist and wobbly sympathizer. You might know him from Rage Against the Machine. I'm not sure. You're listening to Solidarity Spokane, KYRS, Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM.
Here again, baby, I'm stretched out on my bed, seeing all kinds of crazy notions running through my head. I need a progressive woman, I need an awfully liberal woman. Ain't no reactionary, baby, can't ease my revolutionary mind. One hand is on my pillow, one hand is on my head.
running round inside my head. I need an anarchistic woman. I need a brick-throwing woman. Ain't no reactionary, baby. Can't ease my revolutionary mind. If I could only make you see, babe, how I ache and pain and bleed. I know you'd come a-running if you blistered both your feet. I need a nature-loving woman. I need a social conscious woman. Ain't no reactionary, baby. Can't ease my revolutionary mind. If you could see me here, baby, broke out in salty sweat. No matter where you go, I know you never could forget. I need a progressive shipmate. I need a liberous nature lover. I need an open-minded mama to ease my revolutionary mind. I ain't no lumping proletariat. I ain't no petty bourgeoisie. But I'm gonna be a cold corpse if you don't run here to me. I need a weather underground woman. Yes! I need a Zapatista woman. Yes! Ain't no Fox News watching female. Can't ease my revolutionary mind.
This one's for you, Bird.
Doorbell, 'cause I'll never be your man. I need a union working woman. Yeah. I need an Occupy Wall Street woman. Yeah. I need a Woody Guthrie loving woman to ease my revolutionary.
You're listening to Solidarity Spokane, KYRS Medical Lake Spokane. I'm your host, Cat Sabotage. There is a lot of misinformation going around about what socialism even is. And I just want to play a song that talks a little bit more about the notion behind it. But needless to say, we all get tired of explaining this, that just because the government intervenes and does something on your behalf does not mean that it is socialism and we have lost all of our freedom. In fact, it's sometimes quite the opposite. That if we use our tax dollars instead of funding tanks and weapons to the tune of $900 billion a year, perhaps we might be able to give a little something to those of us that are struggling to get by. After all, we do pay more taxes than Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, so maybe we are entitled to a little bit of that pie that they continually use to subsidize their corporations in agriculture and technological advancement. If it doesn't make you upset that the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines were developed using public money and then privatized for corporate profit, well, I think it might do you some good just to consider for a moment how that might be backwards. No one so far is advocating for a complete turn of the system where workers control and own and operate the means of production and thus democratize their workplaces, taking control of their economic liberty. But maybe this host is suggesting that that's not the worst idea we've ever had. Coming up next, socialism is love. Max Romeo.
You're asking what is socialism and what it really means. It's equal rights for every man, regardless of his strength. So don't let no one fool you.
Joshua said,
listen as I tell you.
Joshua said,
no man no better than none. Socialism is love between man and man. Socialism is
love for your brother.
Socialism is
linking hearts and ends.
Would you believe it?
Poverty and hunger is what we're fighting.
Socialism is
sharing with your sister.
Socialism is
people pulling together.
Would you believe me?
Love and togetherness, that's what it means.
Mr. Bigger trembling in his shoes, saying he's got a lot to lose. Don't want to hear about sufferer at all.
Joshua said,
one man of too many, while too many have too little. Socialism don't stand for that, don't stand for that at all. Socialism is
love for your brother.
Socialism is
linking hearts and ends.
Poverty and hunger is what we're fighting. Socialism is
sharing with your sister.
Socialism is
people pulling together.
Would you believe me?
Love and togetherness, that's what it means.
Socialism is
love for your brother.
Socialism is
linking hearts and ends.
Poverty and hunger is what we're fighting. Socialism is
sharing with your sister.
Do you believe me?
People pulling together.
And hunger is what we are fighting. Socialism is
sharing with your sister.
Tune in to Earth Matters Now every Tuesday at noon. Laura and Mike will share stories about the climate crisis, wildlife, and the people helping our planet become sustainable. That's Earth Matters Now, Tuesdays at noon.
Donate your car, truck, or boat. It's easy.
Don't worry, we'll take it.
We will put it to a good use, and you can get a tax receipt. Call our toll-free number. We pick up your vehicle, running or not. We send you a tax receipt. It takes just a few minutes.
Call toll-free, 855-KYRS-CAR, to arrange a free pickup.
Proceeds benefit KYRS Thin Air Community Radio.
Thank you!
You're listening to Solidarity Spokane on KYRS Medical Lake Spokane. I'm your host, Cat Sabotage. And as we round out the hour, I got a couple more to play for you, but it's just been nice to have a moment to just sit and speak with you and listen to some music that matters to me. Now Worker's Song by Dick Gaugen. Ain't nothing like an Irish jig in the afternoon, eh?
Toil night and day, by hand and by brain, to earn your pay for centuries long past, for no more than your bread have bled for your countries and counted your dead in the factories and mills. in the shipyards and mines. We've often been told to keep up with the times, but our skills are not needed. They've streamlined the job, and we're slide rule and stopwatch are blind. They'll all die. But when the sky darkens and the prospect is war, who's given a gun and then pushed to the fore and expected to die for the land of our birth, though we've never owned one handful of earth? We're the first ones to die. We're the first ones in line for that pie in the sky. And we're always the last when the cream is shaved out, for the worker is working when the fat cat's about to die. And all of these things the worker has done, from tilling the fields to carrying the gun. We've been yoked to the plough since time first began. I had always expected to carry the can.
That was Dick Gaugan, Worker's Song. Man, Irish folk singers can really just bring it home, and I don't know what it is about it, but it just resonates in my heart, and I hope you found that too. All right, up next, we're going to get a little Jerry Lee Lewis up in this hour, because we must. Working Man Blues, Jerry Lee Lewis.
It's a big job, just getting by with 9 kids and a wife. Jerry Lee's been a working man darn near all his life, and I'll keep working long as these 2 hands are fit to use. Yeah, I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of them working man blues. Yeah. Well, I keep my nose on the grindstone. I work hard every day. I might get a little drunk on a weekend. After I draw my pay, I'll go back working. Yeah. As long as these 2 hands are fit to you. Lord, child. I drank my whiskey at evening. Sang a little bit of them ever working man blues. Play a little instrumental liquor now. Sometimes I think about leaving. I do a little bumming around. I want to throw my bills out the window, catch a train to another town. I go back working. I gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. And I drank my whiskey in a tavern. Cry a little bit of them a working man blue. Hey, hey, play up on me, son. I drank a little beer in a tavern. Sang a little bit of them a working man blue. Fade it out, son, little boogie. Yeah, drink my beer in a tavern.
brother, but I'm running out of time. Made it out.
Working Man Blues, Jerry Lee Lewis. Nobody quite works on those keys like old Jerry did. So happy to have him drilling in this hour. That is a perspective from a working man trying to take it easy after a long, long day. And we are beset on all sides with problems, questions, and all kinds of solutions for what to do about them. But I think Aerosmith had a really good answer. So I'm just going to let them do the talking. Grab your knife and fork. Steve Tyler. Telling us like it is. Well, I think we've run out of time, and I should probably get off the air before I play anything even more incendiary. But it's been wonderful sharing this hour with you. You're listening to Solidarity Spokane, KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. I've been your host, Cat Sabotage. Coming up next, we've got Democracy Now with Amy Goodman. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
Quedaría más mi gran y dulce pecado vital, usaría el presente más, pero la pasión no se burlaba condicional. Haz el amor que no sea breve, sería usar. Sería abusar de ti. O déjame estar, mi pequeña muerte. Vas a desear por mí, vas a desear por mí.
Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. Thin Air Community Radio receives support from the Root Experience Festival, a two-night BIPOC-centered art, music, and film festival celebrating regional filmmakers, artists, dancers, culture bearers, musicians, and the intergenerational stories they weave through their art. August 26th and 27th at the Spokane Central Library and the Magic Lantern Theater. Information online at therootexperience.org.
Democracy Now! Receives support from Chaz Health, serving the Inland Northwest with 13 clinics, offering medical, dental, behavioral health, and pharmacy services to families and individuals of all ages. More information at 509-444-8200 and online at chaz.org.
The following program was pre-recorded.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
Our entire island has been devastated by this, but none more so than the individuals who are still looking for loved ones or know that they've already lost their loved ones.
The death toll from last week's devastating fires in Maui have climbed to 96, making it the deadliest wildfire in over a century in the United States. And officials fear the actual death toll may be far higher. We'll go to Maui for the latest, then speak to the climate scientist, Michael Mann.
And we simply wouldn't be seeing this in the absence of human-caused warming, in the absence of the climate crisis.